Hello and welcome to another episode from my laser-focused positivity podcast series. My name is Stuart Harding and I'm here 5 days per week from Monday to Friday to try and hopefully make you feel more positive than you perhaps were before you started listening to this podcast. Before I discuss today's topic, let me just say a big thank you to those of you that have done so for following me, for rating my shows and for sharing them on my channel with your friends and family. I'm very grateful for your support. And let me just remind you or let you know if you're new to my channel that if you'd like to contact me with your queries or conundrums, then you can do so at stewysongs@gmail.com. That's stewysongs@gmail.com. And I will endeavour to tackle them on a forthcoming show. And if you'd like to support my music career or merely check out my music, what with me being a musician amongst other things by trade, then you can do so via linktr.ee/Stewie Songs. And both my email address and this web address should be listed in the description of this podcast. And depending on which platform you're listening to it via, they should both be clickable as well. So today's show is entitled A Rolling Stone Gathers No Moss, and this title was literally inspired by the fact that a moment ago, whilst I was trying to think of a title for today's show, I couldn't think of one. So how does this tie in with a rolling stone not gathering any moss, I hear you cry? Well, normally when this happens, I find that when I do eventually come up with a title, ideas seem to come to me quite quickly which fit around it. And the more ideas I come up with, the quicker new ones seem to come to me. So I liken this phenomenon to an initially static stone which has built up momentum. And if you've ever tried to push start or bump start a car, you'll know that doing so requires a great deal less force once the car has already built up a little bit of momentum than it did before the car had started moving. And since I don't have a particularly good short-term memory, using such analogies are my way of creating additional neural pathways in my brain to help things which I need to remember in the short term stick. And once they've done so, this obviously helps me to learn. And this analogy helps me to understand why so many people get stuck in a rut. Because if someone is stuck in a rut, then in my mind, it's simply because they're effectively a previously rolling stone or a moving car which has come to a standstill, because everything that we repeat in life starts to become a habit. And if repeated for long enough, our habits become our lifestyle. And breaking a habit is hard enough, but breaking a lifestyle which we've created for ourselves is even harder. So how do we break a habit or a lifestyle? The same way we change anything else about ourselves. We change our thinking. We stop saying things or telling ourselves things like, but this is what I've always done, or I can't change who I am, or I can't do that at my time of life. By telling yourself such things, you're programming your subconscious to believe what you're thinking or saying. And since 95% of our actions are made at a subconscious level, when you feed your subconscious with such limiting beliefs, your subconscious will feed them back to your conscious mind, and what it feeds back to it will result in your actions. And this is why every morning before I do anything else, I write down 5 daily affirmations 5 times. And by doing this, I'm affirming positive things to myself about myself before my mind has had any time to start self-sabotaging itself with negative thoughts. Not that it does it very often, I might add. And if you haven't already tried this, particularly if you feel like you're stuck in a rut, then I highly recommend that you do so. And the science behind this, I once heard, is that when you affirm positive things about yourself to yourself in your mind, you create approximately 8 neural pathways in your brain. But when you write them down, you apparently create about 1,000. So by writing your affirmations down, you're literally hardwiring your subconscious to believe everything that you tell it. And then, as I said, what it believes, it will send back to your conscious mind, and this will result in your actions. Your affirmations must always be in the present tense, because you're trying to convince your subconscious mind that you are already the person you want yourself to be. So for example, my daily affirmations are, I persist until I succeed, not I will persist until I succeed, i.e. I'm already a persistent person. I'm a consistently profitable trader. And this is because, as those of you who listen to my shows regularly will know, I trade the financial markets. My music and my podcasts affect people in an infectiously positive way. Once again, this is in the present tense. My words inspire others to better themselves, and I am very grateful for my life. And I cannot overstate the importance of being grateful for what you have in life if you're aspiring to be, do, or have more. So hopefully, if any of you are thinking of writing down your own affirmations each morning, then hearing mine will give you some idea as to what to write. However, don't expect an overnight miracle. Getting out of a rut doesn't happen to people who dabble with new strategies which are designed to be beneficial to them. It's found in the constant, arduous repetition of such strategies. I've been stuck in a rut many times in my life, but now almost every daily goal that I set myself, I achieve. So if I can do it, then there's no reason why you can't. The only difference between me and my former self is that I decided to change my thinking. And I did this by rewiring my brain so that my bad habits turned into good ones, and then my good habits turned into my lifestyle. And in my experience, this is as complicated as we need to make the road to achieving anything. And if anyone tells you that it's not as simple as that, then they're likely just trying to make excuses for the fact that they're not where they should be in life because they haven't yet made the right choices. Because, as the saying goes, if you want to do something, you'll find a way. And if you don't, you'll find an excuse. And I think that here is where I'd like to end my 50th show. But that's it from me for now, folks. I hope you've taken some value from today's show. And if you've enjoyed this podcast and this style of podcasting, then please give me a follow. Please rate this podcast if you've the option to do so. I believe that both help my shows and my channel to rank in search results. And please share either of the latter out so that I can affect and improve as many people's lives as possible. And just a reminder that if you'd like to contact me with your queries or conundrums, then you can do so at stewysongs@gmail.com. That's stewysongs@gmail.com, and I will endeavour to tackle them on a forthcoming show and give you my objective perspective. And if you'd like to support my music career or merely check out my music, then you can do so via linktr.ee/stewysongs. And as I said at the start of the show, both my email address and this web address should be listed in the description of this podcast. And depending on which platform you're listening to it via, they should both be clickable as well. But that is it from me for now, folks. I will be back tomorrow with another podcast. But for now, have a great day, stay positive, and I'll speak to you again soon. Thank you very much for listening.